Hey guys, welcome back. It's another beautiful night. I'm one of your first hosts, Herbert.
Joel.
James.
Nick here.
Ronnie.
Enrique.
And Jonathan. So, Herbert, why do we have a full house here? Like, what's going on, dude? You just texted the whole group chat, like, there's going to be a quinceañera or, like, a Sweet 16.
I think you texted the wrong group chat.
Yeah, bro. I think, like, random people showed up, dude. Oh, we know Joel. Nah, we know Nick. Nah, we know everybody here, huh?
Yeah, we know everybody here. I think this is it's a meeting of minds. That's what it is.
No, I think it's an OG baddies, except for James. Right, because remember we all have certificates. Well, except for Enrique, I guess. Right.
Remember when we did certificates?
We used to do certificates. Yeah,
we got jumped in.
And I'm a special case, guys. I got the waiver. Remember, so I technically have one.
Low key, your GPA isn't a getter.
That has nothing to do.
Stop talking.
I'm talking about fitness. Special case.
Yeah. So, but moving on though, real quick. I know everybody here in the group was going somewhere this past weekend. I know Joel was in Hawaii. So where were you in Hawaii?
Kona, the Big Island.
Is it good to go? Like, what do you recommend it to the people, the peeps? Like, is it, like, how's the weather?
Well, I went to Hawaii when I was 9, so, like, I didn't remember much. So this time I, like, just went all out, but yeah.
What do you mean by going all out? Do you have an itinerary?
Just went to a lot of breweries. I didn't expect much from the coffee plantation, but that was probably my favorite part. It was so sick.
Like, I saw that you brought back beans from Hawaii. Like,
Peaberry.
Yeah, like, what do they call it? Peaberry?
Yeah.
So how much were the pound? Like,
coffee beans or?
Yeah, coffee beans.
Whole beans.
Yeah.
I was thinking frijoles, so I had to make sure.
No, I can get that at home. But like,
no, wait, actually, you can't bring. Oh, yeah, you're in the United States, right? Because Hawaii is the United States, so you could bring.
But they don't advertise it like it's a big resale. But yeah, it was like $55 for like half a pound, maybe.
$55?
$55.
For half a pound.
The reserve, like, at that place. But
dude, half a pound. Okay, normally a pound is like, I'm just to bring it out there, it's like $15 a pound. Are we talking about the same units?
No, because I saw 2 pounds was $100 for certain. The one I got was 55, but it was not, it's probably as big as this beer.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like their reserve.
Oh, because it's like the top shelf and stuff? Yeah.
Sorry, I wanted to chime in because I've also visited Kona. So the reason for their higher price, especially on their coffee beans, is because it's a lot of manual labor. They don't have a lot of land they could just keep planting and plowing down.
Oh,
they have
true.
They actually go and pick each individual one and sort through them. So that's their I'm losing words right now.
Their mission, I guess, or like that's how they run.
So
that
they company? Just have a higher overhead because of that, and the cost of labor, of course, in Hawaii adds into that.
So
what he said, yeah.
Wait, no, is it? So how many?
I'm just getting ripped off.
Joel, so how many plantations or coffee plantations is there?
There was like, I don't. There's a few, but I don't know. I went to the one with the cloud forest.
Okay,
it was like
cool.
Up in the mountains.
But. Damn, that's awesome, dude. And I know you grind your coffee. I'm assuming, right?
Oh yeah.
You know what's up with coffee, but I know Nick works at Starbucks though, right?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, what's up with all the pistachio stuff? Like, what's up with all the like new drinks? Any new drinks? Like, do you have Insider? I'm just saying.
No, honestly, I think they're coming out with a lavender drink. It's pretty good. It tastes like Fruity Pebbles. So.
Wait, you already tried it?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
So I think it's coming out for spring, but I actually don't know when it's coming out, but soon.
So he's like, it's gonna come out maybe. I think it was just like my friends. Like, he brought some like syrup from home. Just like,
I don't remember that shift. After drinking that.
Oh my god. That's cool though. But that's so you're still there, huh? Damn, dude. Yeah. How many years have you been there? I'm just curious. Because I know Ronnie did. How many years did he do? Like at Starbucks?
I did like six years, I think. I don't know.
Are you going to top
that? It was a while.
Yeah, I think I'm already at six.
Ooh, damn. Yeah. No, you can't top your brother's been there like 10 years ever. He was an old timer.
I think it was eight.
No, I think it was more. Right?
I think it might be eight.
I think Kevin was like seven or eight. I think.
Oh, shit.
I think.
All right. Well, I hope you keep at it. Part time, dude.
Do you still enjoy it? Like,
yeah. Honestly, that's the job where like I could just go with the motion. I don't really have to focus on much, so it's pretty chill.
You know, working in those jobs, I like the regulars. Like the regulars, like the people that come and they know you by your name, and you kind of know them by their name, right? Because you know their drink. But then sometimes like they're just like they're in a mood, so they want a different drink, and then they scream at you.
Yeah,
then you're like, "What do you mean, bro? Like, you order this every day. What's going on? Are you on drugs?" I just say no, but it's true, dude. Like, but no, regulars are cool though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know Ronnie because you meet a lot of cool people. Like, you meet a lot of people out there,
yeah, that's true.
Like from different backgrounds and stuff, getting a cup of coffee. But I know that I want to bring up Starbucks though because they just opened one up and where I work at, and it's across the street from Tierra Mia. I don't know if you guys know what Tierra Mia is. Yeah, Tierra Mia is like a Mexican style, I guess, Starbucks. And dude, tell me that this Starbucks was like beating Tera Mía already. Like, mind you, Tera Mía's been there for a while. So this Starbucks that just opened up, it was more like, it was packed. I was like, dude, that's crazy how they're like quick, like their revenues or whatever, their profit is like, they're just killing it. And not only that, there's a McDonald's across the street from Starbucks. And you know, people like iced coffee from McDonald's or like a hot coffee from McDonald's. I don't know if you guys ever had that, but it's pretty strong if you guys ever had coffee from McDonald's. So I just want to bring that up, but it's crazy. But I know James, dude, hit his sub 200, supposedly. I don't know. He'd probably be lying to us.
What's a sub 200?
Submission?
Sub 200 pounds. I've been on this weight loss journey. So this past, I believe it was Sunday, is when I hit 199 on the scale. All
right, what did he do? Did he eat a burger for that? Or
no, I just start going back up.
No. No,
but I've been trying to maintain that for sure. Trying to keep going at it and not stop.
What's your next goal? Since now you hit that goal?
My goal is, I don't know if it's ambitious, but I'm trying to hit 180 by the end of April. So
fuck, that's a month, dude.
That's my weight.
It's like two months. Not bad. 20 pounds. 2 months.
No, 180.
Yeah, 180
flat.
I mean, as close to it.
180.9. As close to it. Like the decimal. Like, what do you mean? Like, wait.
You said end of April.
Yeah, end of April.
Okay, that's like 10 pounds a month, basically. I mean, beginning of March.
That's not. I dropped 10 pounds in the first week of January.
Okay, were you eating?
Yeah, right. But you could drop it fast, but you want to drop it
to maintain it.
You want
to
drop it. Well, maintain and healthy.
Like wrestling, you can drop it for a purpose, but like that style of dropping is not an efficient one if you're actually trying to drop weight.
Yeah.
Well, it's like water weight, right? Like wrestlers, remember they used to like chew and spit. Mm-hmm. What is it? The chew gum? People used to chew on their water bottles. They used to walk around. I think one day I almost drank one of my homies' like saliva, and I'm just saying, imagine. No, but yeah. So, but I think you got it, James. If you keep going at it, I know you still go. Like you run with us a lot. What's up today? Because it was raining. We'll talk about that. But the weather's been crazy. But I've been you've been hitting the what is it? Pickup USA or pickup?
Yeah, here and there for sure. I've been doing more running than actually going to pickup, but. I've been staying consistent.
But you've been hiking with your mom and
yeah, the dogs. And hikes.
Yeah, so
yeah.
The sunset. We'll talk about that. Yeah. But yeah, dude. I know Nick though. This past weekend, he did some competition, dude. He ended up. Give me the details. I just saw the picture after. I know Ronnie was telling me about the details a while back, but where was it at? What was the competition?
Yeah, so I'm actually a powerlifter, so I end up competing for USAPL. We did have a local meet, Hidden Strength. So that's a local gym near Irwindale. So I ended up doing that meet, and I hit some pretty good PRs. So that's pretty fun. But yeah, just powerlifting. Main focus is on squat, bench, and deadlift. I ended up totaling on squat 424.
That's like Herbert.
No, that's me when your mom's on top.
Oh my god! All right, then what?
And then for bench, for my second attempt, I ended up getting 275. It's 5 pounds less than my normal PR, but I took it. And then deadlift, I ended up hitting a new PR, which was 507. So that was pretty exciting.
Okay. And I was like thinking of something else. Sorry. No, but that's cool. I know you've been doing this for how long have you been there? How long have you
five
been?
Years.
No, training like on
with what purpose? Is it?
Consistent, like being consistent in training.
With the goal, I guess.
Yeah, with the goal.
I've been pretty consistent. Maybe like 2 years.
2 years? So,
maybe a little bit like more than 2 years, but pretty consistent. But this meet was a little bit different because I tried to drop a good amount of weight, which I did. But I didn't prep as good as I normally should have. A lot of people end up doing like 15-week preps or like 10-week preps. I kind of half-assed it and I just did a 2-week prep. 2 weeks right before the meet, and I ended up hitting some good numbers.
Come on, bro. I thought you said you were training for 2 years, bro.
My focus was basically dropping weight as much as possible. So I didn't really care about the numbers, but I ended up hitting some pretty good numbers anyway. So,
wait, so you ended up hitting that. What did he hit? Like, oh, you said those numbers? Okay, one thing that you'll look back is you'll probably train better, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm looking, Lessons learned. Like, you know how you always like want to look back. Like, what did you do? Like, were you eating like shit the week before? Like, when you're doing your PRs, were you like, were you nervous? Like, I don't know. Like, because I never competed in front of people.
When was the last time you competed?
That was, I think this is the second
this
time.
This was my third meet. My meet previous one was going to be February 2023. So, like, a year.
And did you, how much did you grow a lot from whatever your max was, or like what was, because I don't know how the maximums work here, the extremes. So I don't know, did you keep at the same max or did you reach a new, because you got a PR, yes, but like was it a lot, like how much was, what was the range?
It wasn't
like the percent,
I went up 20 pounds or whatever. Like
I think for my squat I ended up increasing the weight by like I think 10 pounds or 5 pounds,
because that's how I understand that better when I'm thinking about him grow, about your progress, I guess, you know, just to see I guess where you're at.
Yeah, and then for deadlift, that was my second PR, so I ended up going up by like 20 pounds.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So
actually, Nick, I have a question. I've always wondered this. So do they know? Do you submit your PRs prior to the meet?
No.
Or do they test you? Like, how do they know you hit a PR?
So basically, whenever like you walk in, it's kind of like wrestling. So you walk in, they weigh you, and if you don't make the weight class, they either bump you up or like see what's available. They give you, for mine, USAPL is a little bit more strict. So the weigh-ins are 2 hours before lifting. So if you want to try to cut within 2 hours, you can. If not, then just bump up a weight class. But once you weigh in everything, they write down your openers. So your three attempts for squat, bench, and deadlift, that's going to be what you're going to open with. And then after each attempt, you just go to a desk and you tell them what your second attempt and your third attempt is going to be.
So they hold the records. Can you find them online? Like if you have a profile, you can see your stats or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, you actually can.
Is it like, cool. What is it? Like, is it their website? I'm assuming they're like an official website?
Yeah, it is. Oh, cool. And then you can look up like whoever you want to search up and it shows like all their stats.
Does it show like their social security? Because my deal like, wants like his...
No, I try to find that out, but no.
What about like body count or...
Body count? No, I don't think so. No.
We need to put that on the baddie record.
Yeah, we need to start like a for the baddies. Like,
we're like, how do you get 0.1 body
count? No,
hold on. I have another question.
What's up?
You can get your blood work done or measurement or whatever to see like the maximum your body can grow. Is that a thing? Yes, right?
I've never heard of that.
Talking about like going to the hospital? Or like,
no, because I don't know, because I'm trying to see like how much more can like I can't, thanks to my body type, I can only be so buff. I can only be so big. Right.
Actually, never heard of that.
No.
Well, it's like you know that people reach their peak, right?
Yeah.
And then after that peak, you're gonna have to do some enhancement, like take some stuff that you don't.
For example, I asked the question of how much you went up, like 20 pounds. You said that's a lot. That's good to me. That tells me that like your body is still prime. There's still a lot for you to grow. Once you compete once a year, let's say, and then 5 years later, you see your track starts growing. Instead of 20 pounds, now it's 15, then 10, then 5. You know what I mean? Like you're getting closer to your limit.
Yeah,
No longer getting stronger or whatever. That's like your limits, but because you're growing slower. That's kind of where I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, but I don't think you could test that out with blood.
Guessing. Yes.
Yeah.
Everything else
there
is my assumption.
There is a scientific study regarding that, like, but it's not going to be related blood work.
So now I have another question that I always fascinate. How are steroids a prominent use in these competitions?
So USAPL. You sign an agreement that basically says that you can't do any enhancement drugs. They do have the right to test you. So,
do you know anyone that's been tested and came out positive?
Actually, no.
Positive? COVID or something?
But some of my friends have been tested. They basically tested people who hit a tremendous amount of weight on the competition, and they have a little bit of suspicious regarding like they're on enhancement drugs. So they make them test. But that's USAPL. I believe USPA, they're a little bit more lenient towards that. It's going to be a different federation where they're
I've always been curious on how I look on just on one cycle.
You can't do one cycle. You got
to
do more.
Let me try it out.
You're not down, Herbert.
Just do a little pump.
Like one day in my life just walking sideways in the door, fucking flashing my lats.
No, but okay. So I know. So a lot of people like competition. Like I know. Tell people what you need, like to not get injured, such as like the what were you wearing?
Is there extra stretching going on in your routines? Like do you do yoga? Do you do something to keep you flexible?
Or were you wearing your favorite thong? Or like what were you wearing? Like what's your outfit and shit?
You actually have to wear tighty whities for that. Tidy Whiteys. Yeah. No, legit. Like,
legit. Nice. Sign me up.
James, like, we're all signed up.
James, you don't, no, you come in with clothes, just not Tidy Whiteys. You just come in with just Tidy Whiteys.
Wait, so, but what did you, I know you're like your belt and everything. Like, what are you rocking or what? Like, what's your outfit?
Yeah,
like outfit check, you know, run me down.
I kind of have SBD. That's basically the brand for powerlifting. I have a SBD singlet. I have wrist wraps, and I wear flats. They're from Notorious Lift. They're pretty big. A lot of people have them too.
Wait, you said flaps?
Flats. So
oh,
like,
flats. So yeah. Your shoes.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna wear heels, bro. I was like,
nah.
You don't wear red bottoms.
No, they keep you closer to the ground, and they also grip the floor better. So whenever like you deadlift or squat, like you're not gonna slip. And then I ended up getting some stiff knee sleeves from Stiff Sleeve Company, I believe. But they're pretty good. So that one's gonna be like a new brand.
Are you running down on the side on the knee sleeves, like running down like lower, like you know how some people want it super tight?
Oh yeah.
Because you want them to be like a rubber band, right? Like kind of like when you go down, it shoots you back up, right? Like
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah. For me, because I am a bigger guy, I didn't do that, especially for these ones because stiff sleeves, they're a little bit harder to get on. For the SBD, they're a little bit more flexible, so I end up sizing down for that. For the SBDs, I train with mediums, but I can fit a small.
Damn.
And they're pretty tight.
Those things are, have you guys ever tried those knee sleeves? Or like, dude, they hurt to put them on.
I've tried my mom's leggings before. I don't know, is that like the same thing, the same material?
No.
Wait.
Lot more.
No, they're painful. Like thick, yeah. Dude. Like thicker. Like,
I feel like I would have to like shave to go in those.
Yeah. Like,
oh, do they like, yeah.
They pull hair.
Do they pull your hair?
Yeah, they do end up pulling hair.
So you shave it? You shave your hair?
No, I just deal with it.
He's a man.
Yeah. You shave like
anything else? But
no comment.
All right, so the last thing, did when you're competing though, did you see anybody like fail and like start crying and stuff, like, you know, like little babies and stuff? Like
So there's a lot of emotions. This time I didn't see a lot of people end up like crying or anything. I did see some people throw their belts. So
that's all you heard.
Yeah. I heard on the first day one of the girls like ended up like almost passing out.
Oh shit.
So yeah, but you can see a lot of stuff, but I was just focusing on myself, honestly. So
that's just focus on yourself, forget the rest. And because you're competing, right? So it's like, yeah. And then I know your boy was there, right?
Joseph.
Your boy was there. So yeah. He was competing in the same class as you?
No, he ended up doing 90s, and then I was at 110s. So I was planning on hitting 90s, but it was too much of a drastic weight cut, so I didn't end up doing that.
And he hit, he placed two?
Yeah, he ended up placing third too.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That's so cool.
Buddies. Dude, I know we tried to get Batty Carlos to do it. I think.
But he's a lame.
Yeah, he's strong. He? Look, he, for his weight,
he has,
like.
He has strength.
He weighs like, I don't know how much did he weigh? Like 160, like 165?
70, I think.
Yeah, but he could, you see his deadlifts, like 4 or something, and his squats are like, I don't know. But like, I don't know, I want him to compete. Like, why not? If he's pushing that weight around, you know, compete, you know?
Honestly, a lot of people end up not doing their first meet because of that exact thing. So they're like second guessing whether to do their meet or not. Honestly, if you are gonna compete, you just gotta do it. Like regardless, if you kind of want to do it, if not, just sign up, pay the fee, and that's pretty much it.
I think you're the perfect example of that too, because like you said, you're supposed to prepare all this stuff, and you didn't, but you did it anyways.
Yeah.
But you learned. He learned.
I know, but that's what I'm getting at. Where I think people that haven't done it before, they're stuck on the idea that if I'm going to do it, you have to do it 100%. You know what I mean? You have to do everything perfect, and that's what sounds overwhelming. Instead of like, just don't take it so serious. Do your best. You could mess up, maybe do a little less prep like you said, but do it anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially for your first one.
Yeah, but just do it anyways, you know? And I think that's where they get stuck. Yeah. So,
damn.
Interesting.
I think for my first one, I actually ended up signing up all the way in Delano, like by Bakersfield. I ended up having to drive like 2 hours over there in the morning. And then I got back at like 12 at night.
Were you guys lifting like cows out there? Because that's how you find like cows and shit, like farms, like for the instead of the weight. Just like, cow tipping. They're all cow tipping. Like how many cows can you tip? Just say, that's cool though. But hey, congrats though.
Yeah,
keep on going though. Keep on going. Like if you want to get the first place, yeah, you gotta be more consistent.
Yeah, and no, train. I know. Hopefully there's a meet nearby by the end of the year. I'm probably going to do that one. My goal is basically pull 600.
Oh, shit. So. You could go to Herbert's house. Heard that's mom's meet. No, I'm saying.
Yeah, if anything, come over like us, because sometimes it's hard to get like Jonathan's mom from on top of me. So it's really, I need that extra like help. So you can always train with us, actually. I'll just call you up.
All right, moving on. Hey, Joe's been boxing, dude. No, Joel, I want to spotlight Joe. He's been boxing. I think tell me that your rundown, like you thought boxing was easy. Some guy was training you and like finished it up.
You got beat up, didn't you?
You got beat up.
Oh, yeah, you get humbled. Definitely. Yeah. Wait, it's much easier than it looked. Well, it's harder than it looks. My bad. Not easier than it looks.
I was about to say, let's go right now.
I'll bar box you. No, but what's the hardest? I know you guys do 3-minute rounds? Or like
the hardest thing is keeping your hands up.
Yeah. I mean, well, I train like 3-minute rounds on the bag, sometimes like 6 rounds. So like it's almost an hour just for cardio kind of shit. But a lot of running, always run before that, and then
you run first and then you hit the bag?
Oh yeah, you get tired first and then hit the bag.
That's warming up your entire body, because when you punch and everything, you're kind of pivoting almost every muscle. So yeah. you don't want just your arms to be warm. You want your hips and your ankles and everything to be warm, because if you punch in a certain way, you might just, you know, tear something because you're not. So running is always to warm up your entire body. That's what that does.
Wait, you said that you got hit. Where did he get hit at? It hurt the most?
I got a liver shot and I just couldn't breathe. Ooh. I didn't fall, but I'm just like, I was like, dude, I can't breathe. Like,
yeah, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that was like with full contact, like face and everything. But
Were you wearing the what is it, the face shields and all that?
No, it was just a mouth guard. But we were kind of going light. But dude, I still got like scratched up and shit.
Damn, yeah. Dude.
Isn't that like I don't know, exciting? Like it's thrilling. It's like a little bit of like you're safe. You know you're not fighting for your life, but like you're pushing your body to its limits and you're curious to your own skills. So
it is. And like when you do it with like the same people over and over, you kind of like see each other's rhythm.
It becomes like, a dance. Yeah. It's a dance. And like, it's interesting. Yeah. Cause like, damn, this is
what, you're trying to see what he's in it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then you shit talk. You're like, bro, I see something right now. You're about to get fucked up right now.
You actually shit talk.
Like, we'll do that. To like,
yeah. Because then since you're training with specific combinations, you're like, oh, you're messing up this defense and I'm going to break it. I'm going to show you why you're messing up. And so you teach him by breaking him, I guess.
Yeah. Or humbling him. Like you said.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You humble him and you're like, exactly. You see, you dropped your arm in this one. So that's why I hit you. Like, you know, whatever.
But yeah, it's fun. It's a really good cardio shit, but that's the reason why I don't lift weights as much.
Oh, because
I should lift weights because today just killed me. But
oh yeah, we went to the gym today.
Actually, Joel, did you? So you know, you got a liver shot. Did you ever get a good shot on anybody like that you've been training with?
Yeah, I fucked up this guy's shoulder because I saw that he was like I punched him on the like over here like to the pec, and I saw he backed up. So already like I could see like some panic. And I'm like, okay, that's what's gonna stop him basically. Like,
oh shit!
So you didn't do it too much, just enough to, you know.
Oh, so you can kind of tell where someone's weak spot, or like, you know, they don't want to get hit.
Yeah, because right? Like, if you hit someone, they kind of go like, you know, like you can see it in their face, like, but they don't want to show up.
All right, can you hit Herbert right now? Let's see where he goes. I want to see Herbert box. We actually have boxing. I think Enrique has some like gloves.
You have the headgear and everything?
Yeah, we need to just one day. Let's just see what's
like.
What happens. Yeah, I'll bring my stuff one day.
Actually, that'll be fun.
I'll bring my stuff next time too.
Imagine Herbert versus Nick.
let's just all love up.
Nick just powerless me. Like,
every man for himself. should be fun. we can all gang up on Jonathan. That'll be fun.
I will say though, like I could run like 7 miles at a time. It feels good, but like for some reason, boxing it just gasses you out.
Yes.
Well, I tried one summer. I was like, you know, I thought it was going to be easy. And I told my friend Christian Benavides, his brother, because he used to box and he used to train people. And I was like, hey, you know what? Like, let me go over your house. His name is Jesse. I was like, hey, Jesse. Like, he's like, yeah, down. Come at after work, 4:30, and we'll hit the bag. Or like, I'll show you. I went. Dude, he was like, all right, I'm going to put a timer, 3 minutes. I was like, all right, cool, 3 minutes. Like, not bad, right? Dude, what Enrique said, literally, my hands wanted to go down. He's like, put him up. Or else he was like, he will hit me. Like, put him back up. He'll smack me. And I was like, what the hell, really? Like, it felt like my hands were like fucking 30-pound weights, dude. So annoying.
And the gloves they're different ounces.
They're
way different. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think I was putting, I had like the 12, I think, the 12 ounces, yeah. I had 12.
I usually go 16 with the other person, but like some of them have like 14, 12, 10.
Yeah, but it was cool, and I wish I would have kept going. But then, you know, LA Fitness down the street, like they take off the bags. Yeah, I don't know. You saw they took off the bags here. I think they gave him to the Escondido LA Fitness because they don't want him here.
They're doing Zumba in there. They're doing
Zumba in there. No, but yeah, it would be fun to see some of us.
But honestly, though, like, and then they also were like trying to teach me kickboxing, and that is like completely different just because they have the name boxing. It's like
the entire stance and everything changes. Yep. It's a whole different mindset.
Dude, so like, is it more tiring?
It's, I don't know. Your legs will get fucked up if you're not used to it. But like, you're basically with your hands down, like not all the way down, but it's weird. I don't know.
It's for momentum, like, and balance. Yeah, you kind of want to push your hands down when you're doing certain kicks. But in boxing, you the second your hands go down, you're gonna get punched in the face.
I also noticed like a lot of boxers, they'll talk shit about MMA. They'd be like, nah, dude, that's whack. Like going to the ground and everything. But like, you really like, with mixed martial arts, kickboxing, you really want to use all your weapons, because I feel like with boxing is limited. So that's what I learned.
I think Nick used to wrestle. I don't know. Mark used to wrestle, right? Nick, you?
I did wrestling for. Like, oh, Enrique too.
My bad. Sorry, Enrique. Yeah, but okay. Mark was the four time. I know Mark is here. Mark was a 4 year.
The back to back world champ.
He wasn't CIF. You weren't CIF. Were you?
And I made it to CIF, like 2 times. But I mean, dude, that's like nothing in retrospect.
What was your weight class? Like 135 or 130?
135.
I think it was 130.
My junior year, I was at
38.
126. And then my senior year, I was at 138. Yeah.
I was like, wait, 35 is not a. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, I don't know. About
it. Yeah. I would bump up sometimes for like tournaments, but like as far as like actually like, you know, wrestling other schools, like for actual matches, or you know, for CIF, I was doing 138.
So, what was your favorite move? Like, the cradle, or what was it, half cradle?
Your signature move.
Signature move, yeah. That you're like, dude, I could get this. Like, this is. I liked doing this one.
I did like doing the cradle a lot. It's just really easy to do. I mean, you can pretty much lock it in and. A lot of positions, many different ways, and it's quick.
Can you do like an explanation on one of us here? What a cradle! Yeah, I actually don't know what that is, and I would like to know.
Is it full? Is it a half cradle or full cradle?
No, so that's you're thinking like half Nelson.
Oh, half Nelson. Okay.
So I mean, in wrestling, you can't, at least high school. In folk style wrestling, which is what like high school is and all that, in college, you can't do a full Nelson. It's an illegal move. You can do a half, but you can't do full.
You're full of shit. No, just, no. No, I remember like seeing like you guys wrestle, and like because you guys would tell me, hey, come to my tournament or whatever. But like there would be some tall guys that were skinny. And they had a longer reach, so they were able to like, right, so reach, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite, I wouldn't even call it my favorite because I wasn't even that good at it. But Albert Camarena, you guys remember him?
Yeah.
He used to always ankle swipe, and because he's like, dude, you have a long arm, we have reach, you're tall. You should try to get good at that. So I did. And every time we would wrestle, just like we were talking about with Joel. He would show it. He would do it to me all the time, and I was trying not to get caught in it. But he would catch me on it like every 30 seconds. He would catch me on it, and it would be so frustrating. Now I'll try to do it to him, and I couldn't even get his ankle. So all that training back and forth for like weeks, and I ended up being pretty decent at it because then I avoided it, and I was able to attack it too. But I mean, like you're saying, long arms, it helps.
I remember when you guys would carry, because you could carry someone, but then when you bring him down, you had to put a knee down, right?
Yeah, to have a knee down first.
Or a knee has to touch the ground first. You can still technically launch him.
You can slam like shit out of them if you wanted to.
I did that once.
As long as you have like knee down first.
It was cool for a second, but after seeing how much pain he was in, it just, I don't know. I don't want to cause people pain. You
That's
know what
the
mean?
Other like, thing too. You got to be careful when doing it because it's like weird, but you also got to make sure that their head doesn't like hit the mat first.
Okay, but you're like, I'm gonna say like, if you hate that guy, not hate him, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
if you're fighting angry,
yeah, like you're kind of like, because some people do get mad, right? Some people will get like really mad, like angry.
But they follow the rules, though. For the most part, they still follow rules. Well, it's rare when they break rules, because if he's mad, it's because he wants to win and be the better one. And by being the better one is by following the rules. You're not gonna be better by breaking rules. You're gonna walk away an idiot. So even the ones that try to cheat, they're aggressive, but they stay in the rules. The ones that break the rules are the just dumb people.
But I remember, we had a lot of, like, in, did Azusa have good wrestlers here? I know you're Mark,
I mean,
Azusa High School.
Kind of, we had, like, a few of them.
Because I know Gladstone had a good team.
We had
good
a good team.
I'm not saying, I think Norfie.
We were short a couple of weights.
I think Norfie was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But, dude, I wish I had joined, because that was another thing that a lot of people, all the wrestlers will say, like, running, dude, like, their cardio is And like, how much the time on the mat? Like,
I did track after wrestling, and track was easy.
Like, how much time would you get on the mat, like, sparring with someone, like in practice, mean, after you did the cardio? And
practice was always, like, 2 hours long. So, I mean, we probably spent, like, I would say roughly we were like 30, 45 minutes doing cardio. The rest of the time was, like, spent on, like, on the mat.
On techniques?
Yeah.
But you get tired, though, because
I mean, everyone's sweating. Like, you want to shower afterwards. Like, sweat is something you get used to. And not just your own sweat, other people's sweat.
Wait, do you get in your mouth? And their sweat?
Look, sometimes you get it in places you don't want to put it. You don't want to have it, but, I mean, you're wrestling. If there's sweat on the mat, and then like just because for whatever reason your face lands on it, you're just rubbing your face on sweat, and because you can't do anything about it, you continue to rub your face in sweat. Like, that's just part of the game, you know.
Can someone like teabag?
I mean, sometimes you tango enough and balls end up in your face, and they're gonna be there for a few seconds. You gotta just deal with it, you know.
Do you go balls deep? Just
let's find out.
Was it ever weird, like wrestling girls? Like, you guys ever do that?
Yeah.
I wrestled all the girls in my high school, but it was a little weird. What? Well, I mean, the two that wrestled is what I mean. Like, the two that wrestled.
He's going around.
That was not a good sentence.
He's in the lunch line beating everybody up in the lunch.
Take down. The lunch lady.
Hey, Enrique is like the security guard. Like, he's just like in the front. Like, in the, he's like, all right, let me. I got you.
I just meant the two, three that were on the team is what I was trying to say. But I do think it's awkward because, I mean, they have body parts and wrestling.
Well, you got body parts.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You know, they have their reproductive system sometimes exposed, and. I mean, it's wrestling. I don't know what you want me to say. You know, it's wrestling, so it is weird sometimes.
I will say, though, I remember there used to be some girls that will beat up the guys, though. Some girls will, like, some beginners, you know, because there's some new guys that are trying to learn. They'll get smacked.
Yeah, but the guys would just, I don't want to say they would go easier, but, like, they just wouldn't fully go at it. The ones that would go hard on the girls don't want to wrestle with because the guy's just an asshole, I guess you could say. So they would only wrestle with the ones that I guess you can play with, I guess is the whole point. When you're wrestling, you want to train. So you're not just wrestling to win, you're wrestling to dance a little bit, right? So I guess if you want to be the cocky guy, you can just wrestle to win or you can wrestle to train, I guess.
Hey, Ronnie, why didn't you join wrestling, bro?
I don't know.
You could wrestle all the girls in the school. Ronnie's thinking about it. No, but... Joe, I know Joe didn't. You didn't join wrestling, huh?
I did wrestling for like 3 months in the summer.
Bro, and you, what
like,
happened? Bro,
what like, happened?
I was like, this is all they do, like every day.
It's called wrestling, bro.
I know, but I was like, I want to like relax too. I wasn't serious about it. Like going back, it would probably be fun to like
you're in the mat. Like I just want to take a nap. Like hold on.
I'm like, I'll be back tomorrow. Like do you guys take
like, yo, can you guys chill like for a second?
Dude, I feel like you and Herbert had the same mentality in high school. Like you guys both wanted to take some time off. Like do you know like the grind is like. You know when you start working, you don't take time off, right?
We're very pro like self care.
But actually, all you guys did sports, so I'm proud of you guys.
Except for you, probably.
I'd go see y'all. You know, I'll be on the bleachers hanging out. You know, people, girls, bro, whatever.
Girls. Ronnie will be drinking like an apple juice, just caking it while we're all getting there. And then Herbert too, because he was a quitter.
No, I got fired. Yeah, that's what happened.
Wait, you saw me, right? Yeah, I think I saw you laughing at me.
It's traumatizing. Yeah,
it was like, oh, yeah. I remember, like, Satchel just yelling at me, like, you're not into it, man. Well, and then at the corner of my eye, I just see Joel and Isaiah just laughing at me, pointing.
Okay.
I remember that.
Well, you went missing for Hell Week, huh? Like, you just didn't show up.
No, I was there for Hell Week. I was there for Hell Week. I just didn't show up after because I wanted some time off.
But your mom didn't tell you, like, Mijo, you got to stay in.
No, she's like, are you sure you want to stay? I'm like, yeah, I think I lied to her. I was like, I think they're just not going to do it today. I just like texted him. He's like, we're just going to like stay home.
Really?
But then that happened like 5 days in a row.
Your mom loves you, okay? Yeah. Dude, she knew the whole time. She knew the whole time.
But talking about sports.
I remember one of my excuses is like, why weren't you here today, man? Like, this is like, you've been here. It's like, you haven't been here like 3 days. Like, I went fishing with my uncle. So I straight up told him that. And he just looked at me like, this fucking idiot.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I went fishing.
Dude, you always had good excuses.
I did, but he didn't like it.
But I remember going to with sports, and this will probably like, you know, hit a spot for everybody, like, or anything, because like I remember when I would play sports, I would like to go to like getting new gear, you know, like new shoes, cleats, like, you know, you need a tire. And this goes with Nick too, you know, you feel more like, I don't know, like more prepared because you bought this new belt or you bought this new shoe. You're like, man, like it's like a new kid. And you're like, dude, I'm gonna hit my PR with this, you know? And next thing you know, like, I don't know, you just feel comfortable getting anything new. So I feel like for me, what kept me going was like, well, I'm always a competitive, like Enrique was competitive too, and probably Mark and Nick too is competitive. So it's like, we're competitive in a way that I remember I'll tell my mom, like, yeah, I wouldn't quit, bro. I would tell my mom, like, hey, Keith.
I got fired.
No, I didn't get fired, but I'll tell my mom. Actually,
thank God we quit, because we probably would have held the team back. So.
Okay, no, you would have been the water boy, bro. We need water.
Hydration is key.
Yeah.
Joel, were you there when we were going, and what are those things called? Like when you go under, you squat under, you run under the
bear crop?
You gotta like really squat.
And, do you remember when I was there and like, I couldn't get low enough and I kept hitting every rail?
Wait.
I hit every rail on the way up.
Wait, Herbert, that makes.
Were you there when
I
was there?
I remember like this guy, Edgar, that we used to know, he was just throwing up. We were just laughing at him. Like, it was bad.
You guys were bullies, dude.
I always remember Joel's distinct laugh. Every time he laughed, every time I fucked up, he would laugh. I remember that shit.
No, I feel like now it explains it, Herbert. Now I know why you only have one brain cell. All those. you hit your head too many times, bro.
Yeah, dude,
but
good times,
dude. Time flies. But what did Mark say? Yes for what?
Going on over here? I just won some money, so.
All right, cool. We're gonna get new shoes. Hey, what do you want, Nick? For your next, do you want a banner? Actually, Nick, next time, let us know, Froze, when you want to compete. We want to show some, like, just say what's up. You know, that's my boy right there. Enrique will give you a good massage. Like, Enrique will give you a good massage. Herbert will take you fishing.
He'll give you a good heel hook, and then he'll get on top of you. Whatever. We can go fishing.
And then Joel will give you a good, like, you know, punch in your liver, like, you know, before you like go. And then Ronnie would just Ronnie, dude.
We could do an ice bath after that, you know?
Oh, the plunge?
An ice plunge, yeah. Just to recover, you know, relax.
Wait, how's the ice plunge? This is the last topic. How's the ice plunge? Because you got it. You bought that machine. What is it? Or the little tub?
It's portable. You can buy it on Amazon.
What is it called?
It's just like a cold plunge. It's called ice plunge, cold plunge. But
is it worth it?
Yeah. No, it's totally worth it. If you like shit like the sauna, it's just the complete opposite. Like.
Fuck, I hope it's not there.
But it actually, you get out of it. It's like you're suffering.
I was about to say, bro, like,
you want to be persuasive.
So is there a difference between that and like a really cold shower?
You can start out with cold showers. You can kind of get the gist of what's going to happen.
Not shower, dude.
But yeah, like you could do it in the morning or at night. I prefer in the morning. You suffer more because it's just cold outside in the morning, so that like cools the water and you just add the ice and I don't know. But
wait, how much ice do you add? Because like I've seen people like add like a tremendous amount of ice.
Yeah, where the top is just covered in ice.
Yeah, like, do you go to the store and like, hey, fuck, like they know me, I'm a regular here at the store. Like, hey, what's up, Joe? Like, take the whole like 10 pounds of or more.
No, but I just like to keep it below like 50 degrees, the water.
You have a temperature? Temperature?
Yeah. Some people like to go 30, but that's like when the water is just covered in ice. But
shit.
Yeah. But there's a difference. I guess I read the science. Like if you're trying to bulk up and stuff, it's probably not the best to do ice baths every day because it's like stopping your muscles from expanding. But if you're like training, it's pretty good because you're healing faster. So you don't, you know.
Damn. So it's like it depends what you want, right?
But everyone's different. So, you know.
I heard it's like a lot of it's a mental game too.
Oh, right? Yeah. You just think about the first few times you're in there is just breathing, just controlling your breathing.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Wait, we went into water nicely. We went,
we fucking cold plunge. That's just easy.
We went snorkeling, bro. We went snorkeling in 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Dude, that was the worst fucking snorkel.
But they were wearing a suit and protective
gear. Okay, not our face,
though.
It was
still 30 degrees. There was a glacier right next to us, buddy. All right? It's still pretty cold.
Yeah, my hands, my face. Remember our face? The water was getting in your suit.
Oh, yeah.
You're all wet in here? Yeah, dude, so... I don't know,
I'm pretty sure. I think a cold plunge might even be colder than that, though. And you're not even wearing a wetsuit with that.
Why are you even here, Mark?
I know. What the hell, Mark? Like, bro, chill.
When I was wrestling, I probably did cold plunges, ice baths for like, I think maybe like once or twice a week.
Who asked you? No, I'm just saying. That was
it was tough. We would probably be in there for
how many guys?
Maybe like 10 or 15 minutes at a time. Maybe, but
I heard if you do it with the home with the boys, it gets warmer and shit.
That's the hot. That's
a hot plunge. But last thing, because you brought it up, sauna though. I heard some crazy stuff about like the sauna, like at the public gyms. I don't know, man. I kind of want to say, I'll say it.
You haven't experienced naked old people.
Like, look,
I've seen
like
naked
old people. I heard. I don't know. If this is real, but
it's real.
For multiple people that they found in the women's sauna, they found a little baby, like she was pregnant, I guess, and she like it dropped out. Like it wasn't like big, but it was like, but like I guess I don't know if she left the scene because maybe she was like, fuck this, you know. But like, yeah, she ended up like in our local.
What does that have to do with saunas?
Why did you feel? I'm just saying that the sauna.
I thought there was like, was there like a plethora of babies in the
sauna? Why did you feel like saying this story? This story.
No, I'm just saying like it's the
it
sauna.
Was so hot. She gave birth.
I guess, but like the sauna is just so like I heard other stories when they clean the saunas too. Like when they clean them, like it's just so disgusting. I don't know. Like I'm just saying that like, I don't know what. Saunas are cool, but like the whole like how dirty it could be when they don't clean it.
What end the podcast?
Yeah, you know what I mean. So I don't know. But yeah, so we'll leave it as that.
R.I.P.
Yeah, but stay tuned for the future podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you, the weather's been going crazy. I don't know what's going on with rain. I don't know, like winds and et cetera. But sooner than later, we'll be doing some other, what is it called? Collabs or hikes, group hikes. Mount Whitney. Yeah, Joel got some for us, for the boys. We'll see if we could go. This is for when? August? August. After Enrique, before he goes to school. So we'll see. I know I told Enrique, but he doesn't know what he's getting himself into, and neither do I, because we're going to have to start training.
Wait, how many miles is that?
What is it, like 22?
Yeah, 22.
I think I'm going to be sick that day.
Yeah. I think we're going to go fishing. Or we're going to go see Nick compete.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to compete up north. But stay tuned, guys, for the podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and then our Instagram Reels and a TikTok for our workout videos. Thank you, guys.